Thank you. Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Let's get more from Chris Robinson on cattle futures and the price of live cattle, fed cattle.
You know, it's interesting. You know, we had an $85 sell-off, and then we've clawed it all back. We're back to contract highs. We had a $40 sell-off in fat cattle. Now we're making new highs in the June cattle. So the market that everybody thought had been broken because of whatever, there's a million different reasons, it's all come back. At the end of the day, we don't have the supply that we need. The packers, the math is, you know, they're back in the black. The cash market, although it had a little weakness, continues to show up. And I think the one disconnect that I was surprised of, and I'll tell you, you know, we had a 10% correction in the stock market, roughly. And that we had a little bit of a sell-off in the cattle along with it. But cattle has now almost disconnected from the stock market. This last two or three days, it's been amazing to see the strength. And I'm interested to see where it's going to continue to go. But we've been through this before where it gets very, very, you know, we're at all-time highs. When the correction comes, it's very, very severe. So this is a kind of a mulligan for everybody. If you feel you missed the high before the last break, this is a gift.
How about for the price of feeder cattle futures?
The spot corn stays roughly where it is right now. That's not going to be an issue. I think as long as the packers are in the continue to be in the black and that market holds in there, the big question is this. You know, we led in with talking about, are we going to get a recession? If we have, you know, expensive gasoline for months and months and months, will people say, you know what, I'm done playing for expensive beef? We've been hearing that narrative for 3 or 4 years now. When is the consumer going to say, no more, no more? They keep showing up. So that's been, I think, surprised a lot of people. I would continue to watch that as well. Is the consumer going to continue to pay up for beef if this continues to go on for, you know, another month or two or three?
Some of the cheaper protein out there is chicken and pork. Where do you see hog futures moving to?
We've seen some spreading. If you look at the deferred months, where I like to look out there in July it had a really good rally, but then we gave back about 10 or 20% of it. If you look at the spot month, we'd had a rally from 80 to about 99. We'd given back half of it if you look at April. So a lot of that was, I think, driven by guys buying more cattle, and they tended to do that spread. So, you know, at the end of the day, the supply chain's a lot different than it is for cattle than it is for hogs. I think the one thing people always worry about with hogs is, what if we get, you know, an ASF story? That thing drops awfully fast if that happens. But I think the bigger driver, and at the end of the day, is what's going on with cattle. And I think these fund managers, they have a massive long in live cattle, feeder cattle, and the lean hogs as well. So they're still well represented on the long side on that bet. We're almost there, right? And again, to have that type of recovery that we had, that's very, very impressive. So, and I think as long as the packers continue to have the math being the black off the check of this week, and as long as the consumer continues to show up, trust me, a lot of people that were short cattle that wish they weren't short cattle.
Good Friday on AgriTalk, Chris Barron of AgView Solutions on the cost of production for corn and beans.
About a $34, $35 an acre increase in cost production for corn. You know, when we look at fertilizer prices being up, that most of our clients, to the tune of probably, you know, 85 to 90%, had a huge amount of their fertilizers prepaid. And so that $35 is, you know, a little bit of it is fertilizer increase recently, but, you know, the corn price has gone up more than enough to offset the increase in the average increase of that $35 an acre, because, you know, we've gained about $70 to $80 an acre of revenue with just what the price has done. So the price has come up enough. And so hopefully people are recognizing that, doing the math, like you said, looking at their numbers and rewarding that gain, because it's a gain that I don't think any of us thought we were going to get, other than maybe Trump knew that he was going to go to war with Iran, but I don't think anybody else knew that. So I think that's kind of what we're seeing on the corn side. On the soybean side, it's up about $20. And the big line items we're seeing, you know, that we see, and I'm just glancing here at our data, but what we call return to management, it's all those overhead expenses. That's up about 7.5%. And that's due to inflation to a large extent. I still think we're at a higher inflation rate than what the government will ever admit, because that, you know, they're using a sector to look at the inflation. We look at all of the overhead expenses, and it's about 4.5%, which seems, you know, it's a different number than what the government's telling us. And we're just looking at the actual, what are people spending? And then part of it is increase in spending. That category went down last year because people actually cut back quite a bit last year in the US in particular. We're on about year three of a really tight margin environment. And so people tightened up a lot last year, but you can only tighten up for so long. The spouse wanted the kitchen redone last year, you passed on it. Well, guess what you're going to do this year? You're going to fix up the kitchen or whatever. Whatever you cut back on last year, at some point you got to refill or replenish or spend on some things. And fertilizer, fertilizers, it is what it is. I mean, you got to have it. The prices come up more than enough to offset it. I think if a person's buying fertilizer at these high prices, you better be buying or selling some corn 1-to-1 to manage that margin.
Chris Barron on AgriTalk Friday. This is Inside Agriculture. We're back talking base acres next.